A Japanese court says prosecutors have formally charged the suspect in the assassination of former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe with murder, AP correspondent Charles Day Ledesma reports.
Tetsuya Yamagami was arrested immediately after Abe was shot while giving a campaign speech in July. Prosecutors say a mental evaluation found he was fit to stand trial. Police say Yamagami told them he killed Abe because of his apparent links to a religious group he hated. Some Japanese have expressed sympathy for Yamagami, especially children of the followers of the Unification Church, which is known for pressuring adherents into making big donations and is considered a cult in Japan. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israel's outgoing army chief has warned against plans by Benjamin Netanyahu's new coalition to grant more control to pro-settler lawmakers and make other changes to the Israeli security establishment. The rare criticism on Friday adds to the growing alarm over the most right-wing government in Israel's history. The United States has announced a reward of up to $10 million for information leading to the arrest of the alleged leader of a 2019 attack on a Nairobi hotel complex that killed 21 people, including a U.S. citizen, and injured 30 others. Victoria Amunga reports from Nairobi.
Mahmoud Abdi Aden is leader of the Somalia-based militant group Al-Shabaab. U.S. Ambassador to Kenya Meg Whiteman announced the reward offer, which is equivalent to more than 1.2 billion Kenya shillings.
We encourage anyone with information on those responsible for the attack to contact Rewards for Justice.
Kenya and the U.S. have formed a multi-agency investigation unit to counter terrorism and share information to avert attacks. Authorities from both countries say the unit has been a success. Victoria Amunga for VOA News, Nairobi.
I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.